You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have performed throughout the week. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Rand Swiss, Viv Govender, to take a look at market movements. Good evening, Viv. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Let's start with the obvious news that came out over the weekend. The developments happening in the Middle East, Iran launching a missile strike into Israeli territory. And this obviously sending the market into somewhat of a concerned state.
We are seeing a bit of negativity in the market at the moment, possibly fueled by, obviously, like you said, this rising global tensions, possibly, it's just an afterflow of the rate, implications of that high inflation number that came through last week. It must be said that the Iranian attack on Israel was almost a bluff attack in terms of not to say that they weren't using actual weapons, but they were done in a way that, was meant to minimize casualties. I think there were none, actually. And told well in advance, we're going to do this. This is what we're going to attack, etc., etc. It's almost, they had to do something after the bombing of their individual in Lebanon. And so I think this is a case of, the Iranians really don't want to make things go any more, hotter, basically. The Americans don't want it to get hotter. The question arises is what's going to be Israel's response to this attack? Because historically, the Israelis have always responded quite strongly. And so that's going to be the next step. If the Israelis kind of do a similar kind of thing to what the Iranians did and have an attack, but that's not really an attack, I think this might just quiet down a bit.
Yes, absolutely. No one wants an escalation of these tensions, and I imagine the warning shot, so to speak, fired by Iran will be responded to and received. We already know that there have been reports from the Israeli camp, at least from the Prime Minister of Israel, that there will be a response within 48 hours. Hopefully this de-escalates as soon as possible. We can't afford for these tensions to keep going. Let's move our attention to the developments in the US. We saw, as you mentioned, Viv, the inflation print coming in a little hotter than expected, but that is natural given the fact that inflation has been sticky for the last couple of months, and this is no real surprise here. But we also saw the start of earnings season, and the banks kicked us off rather disappointingly sort of last week, Friday. What are we expecting this week? Are there any major companies reporting earnings, and how are you feeling just as a whole around the U.S. earnings picture this time around?
I think it was to a certain extent, it was a little bit of a surprise, in as much as that, you look at just how the bond market reacted. And we did see an obvious change in what the pricing of the future rate cuts are going to be like. We've gone from basically 4 or 5 cuts at the start of the year to now looking to be between 1 to 3 cuts, which is it's quite a big drop off, especially when you talk about such a huge bond market. In terms of the earnings announcements coming through, the banks did come out with some numbers. They were, a bit mixed. Net interest income had fallen, but they were making money from trading. They were making money from investment banking. You've seen some activity in the IPO market in the US recently, where things have been listed and suddenly there's been huge ramp ups. It's not just talking about Donald Trump's media company, which has been a bit volatile, but things like Arm, etc., recently listed that have done really well, and a couple of other companies as well that have been recently listed that have done quite well, and showing that maybe the market right now is hungry for new listings, which could be quite positive. And we have also seen quite a strong underlying economy. I think the thing to be determined going forward from here is whether or not the rally we've seen over the last year or so can spread beyond the tech sector, especially that has been driving things. Look at the valuations for things like Nvidia, Tesla, or not so much Tesla right now, but Nvidia, Alphabet, Microsoft, and so on. Over the last year, there's been incredible growth in the valuations, and that's been a large driver of what's been happening. And what we need to see is something spreading beyond just those companies.
Viv, do you think there's still a lot of momentum left in the bull run? Are we still in the midst of a bull run of sorts, or are the markets still sort of trying to price in a lot of the variables around interest rate decisions and inflation and the things that have plagued us for the last couple of months?
Well, the market isn't reacting like it is, but if you look at, for instance, what triggered this last rally, like you talked about, this bull run, in inverted commas, it was the fact that we saw interest rates in the U.S., expectations come down dramatically. We talk about the 10-year bond yield went from over 5 to under 4, which is a huge move for the U.S. Bond market. And now it's closer to 4.6. which is obviously more than half the way back up again. But the market has just basically ran in the news. But also, I mean, the US has been a bit weird in terms of that, you know, the real big movements have come through from, like I said, a very small number of companies. You compare that to, for instance, the Euro stocks, and they've done reasonably well as well, you know. But, you know, the people are talking about the granolas and stuff at the moment. But if you look at, for instance, the Euro stocks, you know, 50 over the last year, yes, there's been a nice little recovery from, you know, where we were in, you know, October till now, about 24%. But over the last year, it's only up about 13%. You know, you can compare that to the S&P 500, for instance, here. Over that same period of time, you know, we're talking about, you know, a huge, huge, you know, move up. That 23% from, you know, the whole year, even though the move from October was about still about 24-25%.
Viv, let's move our attention to some local developments. I saw the Rand weakening against all of the majors today. Is that anything in particular, or is that sort of a function of global risk sentiment and South Africa just being an emerging market currency, unfortunately being on the receiving end of that?
Well, you know, you can almost just phrase it as this is the Rand's range for the last, what's it, 6-7 months or so.
That's true. That's true.
You know, just above 19, just above 1850, or sometimes just below 1850. You know, it's got this range it's been going through, and it's pretty much been range bound. And so, you know, recently we went to just below 1850, and now we're looking to be heading towards 19, just above 19. Again, of course, what's happening in the Middle East is probably not helping things because of the fact that we are seeing more uncertainty. I mean, there's more uncertainty because we are quite a good currency. The Rand tends to suffer more than one would think, but that's generally the pattern we see. But like I said, just the Rand over the last, say, 6-7 months or so, since like August or so, very range-bound.
Something that was quite interesting that I picked up on the SENS announcements, there was a cautionary from Barloworld, and the share price shot up 10% today. Now, it's very rare that a cautionary moves the market the way it does, particularly if the cautionary has very little detail. I mean, I went through the statement, and effectively, Barloworld just says, we're doing something. Be wary. I mean, they're not telling us what they're doing. They're not giving us a timeline. They're not. But the market seemed to be really, really happy with the fact that something's happening.
Yeah, look, it's discussions that may have a material effect on the share price. I think the markets may be thinking that, you know, something is going to be sold there. I think that might be, you know, to this obviously, you know, indicative of a positive result. These conglomerates generally are trading at a discount to fair value. And when you do find, you know, they're splitting something off, what you do find is obviously more value being created for the shareholders. At the moment, like you said, you know, it was a nice little rally up here, 10% or so. For the last year, this company is still down 11%. So it's been a pretty torrid time. So yeah, it was a nice little rally today. The market isn't overreacting, I would think, you know, too dramatically. But if you look at the month as a whole, just for, you know, for the start of April to now, something's been, you know, kind of fueling things up here. The stock price is up about 33% from the start of the month. So maybe there was something, you know, in the news and in the air before the cautionary that is also attracting attention.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that and we'll see how that unfolds, because certainly it might be worth watching and worth keeping an eye on. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Viv, as always, for those insights. Viv Govender, Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day, as well as some global developments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.